Chapter 39. In the ninth year of King Zedekiah of Judah, in the tenth month, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and all his army came to Jerusalem, and they besieged it. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the fourth month, on the ninth day of the month, they broke through the city wall, and all the princes of the king of Babylon went in and sat down in the middle gate, namely, Nergal-Sharezer the Samgar, Nebo-Sarsakim the Rabsaris, Nergal-Sharezer the Rabmag, and all the rest of the princes of the king of Babylon. When King Zedekiah of Judah and all the soldiers saw them, they fled, going out of the city by night, by way of the king's garden, through the gate between the double wall, and they continued by the way of the Arabah. But the Chaldean army chased after them, and they overtook Zedekiah in the desert plains of Jericho. They captured him, and brought him up to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon at Riblah, in the land of Hamath, where he passed sentence on him. The king of Babylon had the sons of Zedekiah slaughtered before his eyes there at Riblah, and the king of Babylon had all the nobles of Judah slaughtered. Then he blinded the eyes of Zedekiah, after which he bound him with copper fetters to bring him to Babylon. The Chaldeans then burned down the king's house and the houses of the people, and they tore down the walls of Jerusalem. Nebuzaradan, the chief of the guard, took into exile to Babylon the rest of the people who were left in the city, the deserters who had defected to him, and anyone who remained. But Nebuzaradan, the chief of the guard, left in the land of Judah some of the poorest people, those who had nothing at all. On that day he also gave them vineyards and fields to work. Now King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon gave Nebuzaradan, the chief of the guard, these orders concerning Jeremiah.
Take him and look after him. Do him no harm, and grant whatever he asks of you.
So Nebuzaradan, the chief of the guard, Nebushazban the Rabsaris, Nergal-Sharezer the Rabmag, and all the principal men of the king of Babylon sent and had Jeremiah taken out of the courtyard of the guard, and handed him over to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, to be brought to his house. So he lived among the people. While Jeremiah was confined in the courtyard of the guard, the word of Jehovah came to him, saying, Go and tell Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, this is what Jehovah of armies, the God of Israel, says. Here I am fulfilling my words on this city for calamity and not for good, and in that day you will see it happen. But I will rescue you in that day, declares Jehovah, and you will not be handed over to the men you fear. For I will surely provide you with escape, and you will not fall by the sword. You will have your life as a spoil because you trusted in me, declares Jehovah.